At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Syngenta, and with me I have Bruce Battles and Tracy Mader. And guys, one of the things we always want to know is what's new or what's coming. And let's we look at Syngenta, as I understand it, with some of the pests that we all deal with. You got some exciting things in the pipeline, I guess. Tell me what's new, what we want to focus on here.
Yeah, we are really excited about the amount of technology that one Syngenta is bringing to the U.S. corn grower in 2010. And when growers think about yield and when they think about achieving that next level a year of yield, we believe that AgriSure and AgriSure Viptera will be a key tool to achieve that next level of yield.
Well, what is it that's going to accomplish? How is that going to really help the grower when they on their bottom line? I know we're looking into 2010, but still, that's not very far away.
Yeah, I think you look at the problems that we've always faced in the agriculture has been insect control, obviously, and we've made some great strides, especially in the area of corn borer, but we've overlooked a lot of other pests that have really, in some areas, doing some significant damage. You think about corn earworm, and it has been one of those particular pests in the multi-pest complex that we've overlooked, and mainly due to the fact that we've had a lack of control methods up till now with AgriSure Viptera to really understand and realize what yield potential we're losing. Upwards to 17 and a half bushels in trials last year just from that one particular pest.
So can you explain how Viptera works? Who would like to do that?
AgriSure Viptera, the exciting part about that is it is a proprietary trait developed through our Syngenta in our North Carolina facility in Research Triangle Park. The interesting thing about it was that when they were developing that, they've kind of uncovered a whole new class of proteins, what we refer to as vegetative insecticidal proteins. Still a BT protein that we're all used to, but everything currently being sold in the market is what we refer to as a CRI protein or crystalline forming protein. But and what VIP does is really essentially does the same things that CRI proteins do, but it's new and unique, meaning that it's like a jigsaw puzzle. It's a different shape in the puzzle, and it doesn't fit in the same places that those CRI proteins does. So what that helps with in the end is really offers a unique resistance management type of tool that we can help increase the longevity of our traits, and in the end, I think everybody has interest in reducing the amount of refuge acres that are out there as well.
Well, I understand that you've done some projecting, I guess, in terms of what these type of pests cost the industry, and then, I mean, it's a pretty big number, right?
Yeah, one of the things we've done through the development of AgriSure Viptera is we have looked at what this collection of pests called the multi-pest complex has cost the U.S. corn grower. And with that, we've quantified that it can cost the U.S. corn grower up to $1.1 billion a year annually in lost yield and grain quality. And AgriSure Viptera, we believe, can help mitigate this risk for the grower. And then also, when you reduce insect feeding, you reduce the risk of mycotoxin, you can improve your grain quality, you can improve your grain sample. And all of those things will help a grower reduce his share of the $1.1 billion problem.
Well, I did an interview earlier where the whole idea of the environment and being environmentally friendly came up. How would you describe, I think probably most people, growers might understand this, but let's throw it in there. When it comes to things like, besides the actual control of the pests, this is a product that ultimately is really very friendly to the ecology of the environment too, right?
It definitely is. I mean, we've had huge hurdles we go through as far as regulatory processes and guaranteeing it's safe to the environment and safe to other off-target pests that are out there in the environment. But one of the big things is, as Tracy alluded to, is the better job we can do at controlling insects, the better job we can do at reducing things like mycotoxins and aflatoxins from developing in the air. And I think anybody in the food industry is well aware of the dangers that some of those can do as they're introduced into the grain channels. So we're really excited about that portion of it alone from a safety aspect. In trials last year, we saw roughly a 78% reduction in fumonisin levels in the 20 trials we did. So I think that in the food industry will be very well perceived as a huge safety concept.
And I know we're looking again at next season, but say growers want to know more, find some information, can they get that now or soon?
Yes, we have information that's available on agrisuretraits.com, and we have a special section of our website called the Multi-Pest Complex, where growers can be educated on the pests. They can also be educated on what we believe is infecting their local area, and that'll help quantify their share of the $1.1 billion problem.
Because that is a big number, but it is shared out, and everybody's got their share. Well, thank you both, Bruce and Tracy, for talking with me here about what's new from Syngenta that growers can look forward to in the 2010 season. At Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.